just about 1 month ago, an annual tradition which has been in place for decades now was carried out yet again. Time magazine revealed its Person of the Year. Not surprisingly, the individual chosen this time around is the one who is now serving as our president. And regardless of one's political perspective, a person has to acknowledge that whoever has attained the position of President of the United States has certainly accomplished something remarkable and has made it through all sorts of hoops to that destination. But even the greatest achievements in the eyes of the world are only temporary. All those who have been identified as Person of the Year by Time magazine are credited with greatness only for a period of time. So let's ratchet things up a little bit and envision a publication called Eternity magazine, written by the Holy Spirit. Such a document exists, of course, it's called the Scriptures, and it too identifies people who are of particular significance. We read this morning from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 31 and 32. By faith, the harlot, Rahab, did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would not allow to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah. Interestingly, and somewhat surprisingly, these are some of the individuals pictured for us on what might be referred to as Eternity magazine. The individual most deserving of the title, Man of Eternity, is of course Jesus. Even though he is not listed in this series of selected verses, he is the one who permeates all of Scripture and is the main theme also of the book of Hebrews. In the opening chapter, he is hailed as the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his power, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. In the last chapter of Hebrews, our attention is directed to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And in the chapters intervening, he is presented as the very personification of perfection, the one who is the same yesterday and today and forever. No one comes even close to Christ in character or accomplishment. He rightly deserves center stage and cover coverage. But the writer of the Hebrews does an amazing thing. He also gives a place of prominence to other people. He speaks of other cover material, of people possessing true greatness. Not that anyone is great in the same way in which Christ is great, but by virtue of something else, namely faith in Christ. The word faith occurs 24 times in this chapter alone, and we're shown that faith is the only factor that makes for greatness in the sight of heaven. For faith is that which unites us to the perfect Christ. Faith is that which makes us part of the body of which he is the head. Jesus explained that if a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Faith in Christ is linked to true greatness. And who are some of the people that leap to mind when thinking of the Christian faith? One of the names most frequently associated with faith, of course, is the name of Abraham. His faith is practically synonymous with believing. And in his wake are Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Abel, Enoch, Moses, all of them are mentioned in Hebrews 11 as greats, as men of eternity by virtue of their amazing faith. And it's easy to envision their image on the cover of such a magazine. And yet, does one need to be of the stature of men such as these to be viewed in heaven as a possessor of greatness? One might argue that people such as Abraham and Moses fit appropriately in that position because their particular acts of faith were so noteworthy. Abraham leaving everything on a single promise. Moses leading the people of Israel through the desert land and the individual through whom the Lord revealed His holy law. Even though their lives are shown to be less than perfect, yet their accounts enumerate remarkable acts of Christian heroism and faith. Yes, it might be argued that individuals such as these would be the only ones who properly fit on the cover of eternity as true greats. And where would that leave us? We who hardly fit in the category of Abraham and Moses, we who are so conscious of our own long lists of failures and sins. Well, our text gives the answer as to where this leaves us. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time does not allow me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah. Amazingly, the writer to the Hebrews adds to the list of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph people like Rahab, a prostitute. Barak, who rather timidly did not want to set foot into battle unless he had the assuring presence of Deborah at his side. Samson, who blindly followed the lusts of his flesh even before he lost his eyesight. Jephthah, who made a very unwise vow. Along with their acts of faith, these people also displayed acts of the flesh. And yet they are considered greats, which is not to diminish the seriousness of their offenses, but to extol the tremendous coverage of faith in Christ. Because of their God-given faith in Him, they were united to the perfect Savior and were credited with His righteousness. It's remarkable that by faith in Jesus, we too, along with all who believe in Him, are grouped with the greats, despite our feebleness, our faults, our numerous failings. A few verses after this text, the end of chapter 11 in Hebrews, we're told that all these various people, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Where there's faith, there's eternal perfection. Speaking of the day when He returns, Jesus said, "The righteous, that is the faithful, will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Every single believer is pictured in eternity. From the viewpoint of heaven, therefore, greatness is equated with faith in the great Christ. Nothing else matters, nothing else compares, nothing outlasts. So may He keep us, make us and keep us the men and women, not only of a week or a day or a month or a year or any period of time, but men and women of eternity, through faith in the One who lives and reigns forever. We sing of this meeting with the patriarchs and other Christians in the form of hymn 415, the first and the last stanza, 415, 1 and 7.